On Fridays, we like to talk about food and wine, and today we're talking cookbooks. Regional cookbooks by the Association of Junior Leagues are collector's items. They give a little glimpse into the diverse culinary tastes across America. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates talked to Deborah Britton, a former president of the Junior League, about how racial diversity has become as important to the league as culinary diversity.
Deborah Britton, first off, tell us what the Junior League is and what it does.
Well, the Association of Junior Leagues, that's all the Junior Leagues, is a 102-year-old organization of women. And we use our talents and leadership skills as trained volunteers to improve our local communities.
These cookbooks have been a Junior League staple for more than 50 years. I've met lots of people who actually collect cookbooks from Junior Leagues from around the country. What's the fascination with the cookbooks?
The fascination is that our cookbooks don't only have recipes in them, but also the Junior League books tell stories, various stories, and sometimes the titles kind of give the stories away. I can give you some examples, such as in Atlanta, their book is called True Grits, and you know, one of the popular Southern dishes. I'm a sort of a Southern girl being from Northern Virginia, and grits is a popular dish, but True Grits, the byline is tall tales and recipes from the New South. So in it, you hear all these wonderful stories about the South while you're finding fun recipes. And it's amazing. You can actually pick up our cookbooks and not only pick out a recipe, but learn something about the various regions, about how the regions entertain, what's the latest happenings in a community. And if you're new to the community, go to that Junior League and see if they produce a cookbook, and pretty much you can learn something about the community and particularly what the Junior League does.
And they keep going around. But it seems to me that these cookbooks are about more than food, that they're about creating community. Talk to me very briefly about how they work as bridges between cultures.
You know, I think food and music are ways of bringing people together, and food in terms of regional sharing of ideas, that brings people together, because often when we have meetings, we use a cookbook and come up with things to serve, so you can bring people together with that. But knowing that the funds from those books go to building better communities is another way of bringing the community together, too, because you know when you purchase that book, you'll do something to improve that community.
I can't let you go, Deborah, without pointing out for people who don't know this and can't see you that you are the first African-American president of the Junior League. What does that say about what the Junior League is interested in and looking for today?
Interesting enough, when people see me, I can always say I'm the face of the change of the Junior League, because we are so very different from what we were or what you're imagining. In fact, we have 294 Junior Leagues. We could say we have 249 different ways of thinking about the Junior Leagues. And in most communities, I would tell you, if you go to the communities and look at the community boards, the community programming, you will find a Junior Leaguer somewhere involved.
Deborah Britton is the immediate past president of the Association of Junior Leagues International. The Junior League's newest cookbook is called The Junior League at Home, Meals and Menus for Everyday and Special Occasions. Ms. Britton, thank you very much.
Thank you, Karen.
And that interview by Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby-Bates for a recipe from the newest book, The Junior League at Home, go to npr.org.